Well, hi folks, this is Dave Schmidt again. I want to welcome you back as we are back now with Blog Talk Radio. This is the April 29th program. Now folks, we had some technical problems in the original airing of the program on the evening of the 29th, and I have had to re-edit this program. So what we are doing here is that we're just going to go ahead and play the interview that I had with Crystal. She is the founder of the True Vision of Peace, and she is also the administrator of all of the project funding. So this is an absolute wonderful recording. I know that you'll enjoy it. So enjoy the program, and we'll see you again next week. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye. Hi, folks. This is Dave. I have Crystal here on the air, and this is going to be a pre-recorded part of the radio program that we'll be playing on April 29th. And Crystal, welcome. We're glad to have you here. Just say hi, and then I'll go in and give some introduction to who you are and some background. So,
hi.
Yeah.
This is Crystal.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Let me get Crystal is the administrator of the True Vision of Peace. Now, this is a really, kind of a great story. Crystal lives in Europe. Now, I'll let her, I didn't ask her this in advance, but I'll let her share if she wants to give the specific city. But when we had done our workshop in the first week in December in Cleveland, she had just felt this really strong, I guess, leading from God or intuitive sensation, whatever you want to call it, that she just absolutely needed to be there. She comes and she shows up and she's there. And then when we had our time for the open Q&A with the ambassador, she's on there and she's asking questions, and the ambassador gets this really deep intuitive hit that he needed to make a connection with her. And what we found out is that Crystal has this absolute professional expertise in being able to run businesses and organizations, and she was the one who had come up with the idea of the True Vision of Peace, from which we know that you now know is handling all the projects. And a lot of you have been emailing me, and I said, hey, I'm not having anything to do with the administration of the projects. That's not my job, and that's a team. That's what the True Vision of team that is handling that. So Crystal, give us a little bit of background, introduction to yourself and what you would like to share, and just kind of maybe add a little more to what I just said.
Certainly. Thank you, Dave, for inviting me to have this chat with you on the radio waves. I certainly would like to start from the beginning when I was I heard the ambassador's voice. So it's kind of like, follow that voice. My intuition tells me that. Follow that voice.
Follow that voice.
Yes.
And that's all we get of him is the voice, isn't it?
Exactly. And the voice has got this vibrational frequency that tells you that he can really do the job. The job that we all come here to do together with him. Right, Dave?
That's funny, yeah.
And then his voice brought me to your voice, Dave. And then I was listening to you, and you make a lot of sense. And you were talking about how people are going to exchange Adenas and things like how it's not going to be a done deal, and how on earth people are going to hope that they're going to be able to get the Adenas exchange. It's not it. And you were making a lot of sense when you were telling people that it's the Chinese family, the Dragon family, has to think about how this money, if it's going to be released, is got to be released to the right people who can actually turn this planet around into a better world to live in. I remember you saying that, and I was thinking, gosh, you make a lot of sense. Why don't I just fly over and take your workshop, and also I will be able to actually probably get to speak to the ambassador. And indeed I did. Thank you so much, Dave. And that was such a wonderful workshop that you did, because the energy was charged with a very high frequency, and everybody in the room, they are in the know. They are really people who are with this open heart, and we could feel that there is such a wonderful oneness in the room when we are talking about humanity ascending and things needing to be changed, and how we could do great projects together to turn it around. And you and Charlotte were really highly charged as well. It was such an amazing day for all of us in the class.
It's just interesting. We just show up. We feel like we just show up and do our job. But every one of the workshops are like that. It has that really high presence and energy that is there. And it's people like you that bring that because you come with such an anticipation. And it was no small feat for you because you hopped on a plane and came across the big pond, i.e., across the Atlantic from Europe to join us in Cleveland. And again, I think that was a step of faith on your part that is ended up being rewarded, if that's the appropriate term to use, because of now what you're doing. And folks, I just want you to know that Crystal here, this is the type of person that we're getting to work with. She has professional headhunters coming to her, offering her CEO positions that would be paying about $250,000 a year and more. Now, that's the type of person that we are dealing with here, and that's the caliber that she is. And so, and here she is, instead of doing that, she's choosing to work on this because she so deeply believes in what it is that's unfolding here. And it's operating on a step-by-step basis. And so, Crystal, in your conversations with the ambassador, tell us a little bit about how this whole issue of the True Vision of Peace, how it came about.
Okay, so I got to speak to the ambassador in the Cleveland class, and thanks to you, Dave, I got on Skype and spoke to the ambassador, and the ambassador remembered me, and I had to nudge you, Dave. I said, "Hey, look, the ambassador said that he wants to speak to me more, and you're supposed to remember, Dave." And then you were like so busy because you're just running this class, and then it slipped your mind or something. And then he reminded you that you are to put me through to him. And he caught me on the mobile phone after a while when I got back here. And then when we actually connected, it's like it's a wonderful kind of like remembrance of familiarity. I don't know how to put it, but it's kind of like oh, it's like I know you kind of feeling, you know. And then we got to talking a lot and a lot and a lot, and we share visions and we share our passions for helping humanity, to set humanity free. And because there's always this knowingness in people like you, me, Charla, and many people in the room in Cleveland, that we are actually here with a divine mission.
Yes.
Yeah,
And I
and
think
that
you
sets
just.
the common platform for the ambassador now.
Absolutely. And I think you just said the key term. All of us that are doing this, we sense that this is a divine assignment for all of us. And it's like, it would sound like it would just be synchronicity or a coincidence that you had come into this, but it was like you heard his voice and something was speaking deeply inside of you, and then it connected with me, and you knew you had to get on a plane and come all the way from Europe to the United States to attend a workshop. And then that you're there, you had the opportunity to speak with the ambassador. And he himself had told me is that when he saw you, you just jumped out at him. You just absolutely popped and jumped out at him, and he knew he needed to make a connection with you. And when you guys made the connection, and from there, you're that connection, it was like you said, you always just knew. Those are the divine assignments in our lives that give us the guidance and direction of how these things go about. And in that process, it's always a matter of trusting and having faith and continuing to believe and continuing to stay focused. And that's where it always leads us. And so the next thing now, here you are as the administrator of these True Vision of Peace, which is funding these projects. So tell us how that came about.
Oh, so when we got to talking and we talked and we talked and we talked for hours, like almost every day, it's like, okay, I got to let you know these things. So, and then I said, Ambassador, I said that was sometime in, late January to early February. I said, look, you have already started this journey on a train, and the train has left its station. So, where are you heading to? Have you got a destination to pull your train up to? Where's the station? And then I said, look, I can help you get there. Okay, here is this idea. So we can actually have these five themes. If you're talking about 5x5, we have save the earth, save the air, save the water, save the rainforests, save our souls. And he says, good idea. Let's get started then. Let me introduce you to Ron Van Dyke. So that's how it got started. And then he caught a few people to be in the team. And then we started True Vision of Peace.
Yeah, yeah. And so where it has led to now, it is the arm that is funding the projects. And even a little side note on mine, you know, there's an associate that the ambassador has, and I think it's best probably that we don't mention his name over the air, but we refer to him as Mr. A, you yes. know, and he had come and did the workshop. Actually, we called it a seminar in Orlando, and that's where the whole issue of the funding of projects, and I thought I was going to be doing all that. And when you guys ended up, you know, he gave that to you and the team, I was actually relieved.
Oh.
It's not that I didn't want to do it, but I thought, I'm supposed to be doing something else, and this is going to really take a ton of my time. And it was like I was able to just release it and let it go, and I said, hallelujah. I'm glad it's in the hands.
You're supposed to be the right. alchemist of the gold.
Right. And see,
you got to look after the gold.
You know, my job was to be focused on other stuff, and this was going to be almost, this will turn into almost like a full-time job for almost 2 years. And I mean, I was like, I don't have all the time to do all this stuff, but, you know, at that point in time, I says, okay, all right, you know, we'll make it happen. And then the team came about, and it was a real relief for me, and I'm just glad to see it. And it's working very, very well. You know, it's interesting. People sometimes will be a little bit critical about this whole process, but one of the things I have learned in working with the ambassador and the family, everything happens on a very slow and deliberate step-by-step process.
Because it's a journey, and
yes.
it's a learning process.
I don't know.
It's like something needs to play out, and some are watching and some are playing.
I don't know how many times he has used the term, we take baby steps.
Yes.
We take baby steps, which means they do things. They will take a step. They'll put it out there. They'll try it. They'll test it. They'll do a little bit of it. Then they'll watch it, and then they'll evaluate it before they take the next larger step.
Absolutely.
And so the fun,
because this time round, the family has to make sure that it's going to work.
Yes.
And it's going to be with the right people. That's
yes.
why.
Yes. And yeah. I remembered when Charla and I were on our first trip in China, and we had dinner with the Red Dragon. It was like he had turned and he looked at me, and you could just see this intensity in his eyes. And he had made this comment, all funds are only released with mission and purpose.
Mm.
So which means with that becomes a responsibility to make sure that the funds are used wisely and they're just not wasted. And it's like what I have said many times, they're not going to give the money out like candy, and they are not here to be the Santa Claus for all of us.
Exactly.
It is something that, and that's even what, because people have complained about, well, we got to pay $100, you know, to make our presentation. I said, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. It's called having a little bit of a skin in the game.
Yeah.
It's having a personal investment in it yourself. It's finding a way to believe that if you so believe in it, you will make that happen. Mm-hmm. Because there's a tendency for people who have no investment, have no skin in the game, they are the ones that will waste and abuse the money and will walk away from it after millions of dollars have been given to them. Says, I have nothing to lose.
Dave, you realize that I was pulling your legs just now. I don't mean to be cheeky to you when I said that you are the alchemist, you're looking after the goal. I was just kidding with you.
I understand.
When you said
that's
not
no problem.
To do the projects, we are doing it.
Yeah. Well, there's some substance behind that comment you just said, but that's for another time. So, but yeah, but so now you're in the process now of actually people are making presentations. And so tell us again, how is it that they go through these steps? Now, on the other hand, this coming Saturday is going to be the last day that people will be able to make presentations for an extended period of time because of other stuff coming up. But you and the ambassador and the team have been listening to, you know, the presentations that people are making. So tell us about how that's going, how many people have made presentations, and how they're responding to it.
Okay, before I get into that, because that is a very exciting bit that I want to leave last. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay, that's fine.
I can tell you I was so elated when I see all those projects, but I'll tell you in a bit. Okay, I just want to say that it's very important that people know that this is your last chance to do the pitch before the ambassador sets on his travels.
Mm-hmm.
His travels is actually to see that this project's get the funding. So, folks, now You have this last chance to do it before he goes off, but I don't know how long it's going to be before we're going to continue with this elevator pitch for the next batch of projects to be funded. So if you are wanting to go on first, then you've got to quickly go to truevisionofpeace.com, our website, and click on the seminars and workshops page, and you will get everything that you need to know on how you can register to do your elevator pitch, your 5 minutes elevator pitch. Okay, so this is this Sunday, 3rd of May, that is the last day left opened for the True Vision of Peace elevator pitch, because right after that, the ambassador will be traveling to do the projects. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure when we will be calling for pitching next.
Right. Now, we can say that you and I and Charla and a few others, we're all going to be meeting each other in Hong Kong. And that's about all we can say. We can't disclose anything more than that. But you're correct, Crystal. A part of that is setting up the administrative and logistical process for funds to be released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed. And I actually am asked by the ambassador to do an international all-inclusive business plan workshop to prepare people who are looking for funding for the final pitch before the ambassador starts his travels, and it's happening tomorrow. I know it's a bit too soon, but there's another class, the business plan workshop class, that will be the last one before the pitch, will be the day before the pitch itself on the 2nd of May. But it's okay. Don't worry, folks, because you are not required to submit your business plan immediately after the pitch. You can take your time, probably a couple of weeks, even whilst the ambassador is traveling, bringing your projects. Because once you've done the pitch with us, it's recorded on video.
Right.
And he's having it, and he will review it. And once the business plans are being submitted, a couple of weeks later or so, it has to be very slick, okay? It has to be good. Then only it gets passed on to his underwriting team and his attorneys to go through it thoroughly before then they decide the funding.
Now, so if I'm understanding you correctly, what I just heard is when people make their presentation, when they make their pitch, I mean, it's done using Zoom, which is very similar to Skype. And then so he video records the whole pitch presentation. Is that correct?
I am doing the video recording.
You're doing the video. Yes, you're doing the video recording. And that is a part of the package. And then plus you have to have a professional business plan.
Yeah.
And then those will be submitted to his attorneys, where they will go through the whole thing to make sure everything is logistically in place and legally in place before they're going to release any funds. Again, because the funds are only going to be released in an accountable and responsible manner. I mean, don't expect money to just be handed to you with no accountability to it. But what we are seeing is that there have been how many people now have made presentations so far?
Well, let's see.
Just roughly.
It's about 50.
About 50 people have already
made
presentations.
About 50 people. And that's not counting the Sunday, the 3rd of May.
That's coming up this week, right?
That's coming up this week. So we've been working very hard here with the ambassador, looking through all these elevator pitch presentations. Mm-hmm. But it's so amazing, Dave, I can tell you. But before that, I've got one more thing to cover, okay? So he said that I'm to do these workshops, and Radhika's will be doing his as well on the 9th of May. So it doesn't mean that everything stops when he's traveling, because people need to educate themselves on how they can come up with a good business plan in order to get funding. Okay, so they have to actually be prepared, and that's the best way to prepare themselves. And True Vision of Peace actually it's coming up with all these workshops to help people. It's really very, very cheap. If you go outside to do it, you have to pay a lot more, many, many folds. And this is just like a I know some people say that we ought to do it for free, but there again, you know, we have to show an example of a self-sustaining, non-profit-making, charitable, humanitarian initiative. So we have to do something to keep it going. So we want you to be doing that as well. When you come in for the pitches, you have to explain that you will be self-sustaining. You can't be putting out your hand all the time asking for money, because that's not the way to do it.
You know, you really hit on something there, Crystal, that's important to understand. I know some people will say, well, why don't you do this for free? And I don't want to sound caustic, but yet I want to be very practical. And I want to say, how can you expect to be responsible with millions of dollars when you can't even come up with $100?
Exactly.
And there's a verse in the Bible that when you look at how it is said, it can sound very caustic, that comes from Jesus. And he says, to those who have, they will be given more. And to those who don't have, even what they have, it will be taken away. All that evolves around what is called the law of attraction. If you don't have now, it's very likely because there's something going on energetically within you that's creating a block, when life is meant to be about a flow of abundance. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to go through seasons of your life of learning and struggling and learning how to release. But, you know, Crystal, you had a presentation given to you this morning, and we're not going to use the gentleman's name out of professionalness to him. But
yes.
Here is a gentleman that has been in contact with Charlotte and I for some period of time. The man is absolutely brilliant. He's bright. He's almost in a genius category, but yet he's struggling financially. And he wanted to get in line to make presentations to you guys. Names got mixed up and all turned into all kind of problems. But we ended up getting where he was able to make your presentation to you folks today, and you spent over an hour with him because he was the only one, and you recognize this man is brilliant.
Oh, he is.
But,
oh my goodness, the things that he was showing us.
He doesn't have hardly any money. He lost his job. I think he's in a retirement status. He struggled just to come up with $100, but you know what, folks? He was so determined, he found a way.
Yes.
And when you take that step of faith, where you are going to do it because you know you're supposed to do it, it finds you. It
and this is what the family is looking for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they
it's,
want people who are passionate, who are dedicated, who are resourceful, and who takes their own initiative to find a way.
Yes.
Yes.
See, people could say, well, you know, the family should be funding you and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, you know, Charlotte and I have spent thousands and thousands of dollars, and this is going to be our third trip to China, and they have never given us a dime. And we have never asked them for anything. But it's also been clearly communicated to us. It says, that's what we look for. We look for people who have the faith, the willingness to believe, and a sense of knowing that everything's going to come out fine, because there's no attachment to the money.
Exactly.
And that's what this is about, not having any attachment to the outcome of the money. And so Charlotte and I don't think twice about what we have to spend to go to China. We just know we're supposed to do it. And it's spoken to us very deeply inside. And so we just know and we trust that and we follow through with that. And the money finds us. It just because we don't have a lot of money, hardly at all. And most of you know my story, and Crystal, it's very similar with you and many of the others. This really is just as much a journey of faith as it is a willingness to be able to receive money and disperse money and help others. It takes a journey of faith on our part as well. And I think that's what you folks, you and the ambassador and the others, you're getting to hear that and see that now with all these presentations being made.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And we realized that after we've done so many of these presentations, I mean, we have been sitting through these presentations, we realized that a lot of people just don't know how to present themselves and their ideas well. So the ambassador and I was thinking, why don't we come up with another workshop that is to give people the skill sets, you know, so they could present themselves, because it's recorded. And mind you, this is going to be passed on to the experts to underwrite it, and to the attorneys as well. So it's got to be at least professional looking, right?
Yes.
So the ambassador said, "Oh, okay. Why don't we come up with another workshop?" I said, "How about pitch presentation skills?" He said, "Yeah, do it." So we're doing, and we are charging pittance with that. It's only $50 for, more than half a day's workshop, and just to give people a hands-on idea of how they can present themselves better in the pitch room.
Some of the people email back to me that they've made their presentations, and I have yet to find one who was really disappointed.
Oh.
I mean, there is, yes, one story of an individual who had wanted money for a specific reason that just didn't fit into what was the normal process there. But besides that, it's almost everybody has just been very well received. They've all but said that, they were excited. They know it went very well, and that you and the ambassador, and that the time that Mr. A has been on, that all of you have just received their ideas very well. What can you share with us about some of the, without divulging individual names or anything, about
Oh,
how the flow is going here with all the
I can
presentations?
tell you this, Dave. After each and every elevator pitch session, I would just get off my chair and shut down the computer and go to the kitchen and get myself a drink, and I would be brimming with tears in my eyes. You know,
Yes.
it's like 5, 6 hours, one shot, one go, without any stop, without any breaks. Okay, 6 hours of it, because it's so many people queued up. And I would be brimming with tears in my eyes, thinking, my goodness, isn't it wonderful? It was like tears of joy that finally, there's this realization that we are truly going to make it, Dave,
Yes.
to achieve what we have come here to do, our divine missions on this planet. And finally, we've got this realization after seeing all these projects being presented that, whew, indeed, we are going to make it, because they're such beautiful, wonderful projects from the heart. And it is so amazing. I can tell you a few of these projects. I don't know if I'm allowed to do so.
Well, I think you could without divulging names,
Of course, yeah, of course,
Because very few people are going to be able to connect the project with who it is without the names, because it's most of all that is internal information to us. So, but yeah, let's give a couple examples.
Oh, a couple of examples. It's like somebody's presenting about a sustainable world project, and then another person is presenting an idea about how they could actually feed the world. Feeding the whole world population with abundant food, and how they can actually green the deserts. My goodness, Greening the Desert project is really amazing, and we have seen this presentation. We were in awe of how, all these things can actually be done, and also cleaning the water, the cleansing the oceans, and this lady was presenting this project about how people can actually get together and clear all those the trash, the PVC trash, like bottles and things like that, were thrown and discarded into the ocean, how they can get rid of all that and clean it up properly. And also there are so many other projects, like organic farming, like and how people can do this farming in a wider, bigger scale. That would then allow people to afford organic food more on a wider scale. And there are so many other projects, like for instance, there is this project that is on the trauma treatment and the so many kinds of treatment technologies that are coming to the fore that are so amazing, that are so it makes you feel like, okay, in the future we don't even have to worry about diseases or sicknesses anymore, because all these technologies are actually coming up to the surface, and it's a done deal.
It's interesting. The technologies are out there and the money is available. It's usually the what we call the development of faith that brings these things together that creates the change, because it's our consciousness that allows the degradation of the planet to take place. Well, then likewise, it's our consciousness that can bring a healing to all of that. It's just another further example about it's the shift in changing and how we think and our willingness to believe that brings about the shift and change that we want to see happen. So,
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
there are more. There are projects like aquaponics project, and there are projects that is bringing forth the electric vehicles, and also free energy technologies, and also training centers for mental and intellectual disabilities. And there are also a trauma treatment, or we mentioned that already, and a lot of all these natural healing modalities, alternative therapies, and oh, there's so many, and they are so amazing. And then we have people from churches doing Feed the Poor projects and Shelter the Homeless projects. Yeah, it really goes into the hearts, don't they? These projects,
We see. You know, and it's interesting is that, see, I think we are just scratching the surface of what has the potential to come. I mean, this is not going to be just a one-shot deal, get your project funded, and then all this goes away. I think we're laying the foundation for stuff that's going to go on for years. For years,
Yes,
this will
for
continue to
years,
move
that's
forward.
right.
But it starts in a very slow, simple process, and people capture what I call the vision, that vision of true peace. They capture that, and then they enter into that. And it's like what I teach in the workshops. It's how we think that creates the energy of our thoughts that brings it into existence. And so the biggest obstacle is learning how to believe and how to see it and how to envision it and how to think in it in an appropriate manner. Because that's what brings this stuff about more than anything else. So, yeah.
Oh, and then we have projects like recycling materials and composting food waste and all that. Oh, I tell you, it's amazing, all these projects that you see on the screen and that people come and present, and it really gives you hope that indeed this planet's going to be a beautiful, pristine new paradise on Earth again.
You know, and Crystal, I think it's easy for us to say because of our association with the family, it's not about money. It's not about how much money. We have a tendency to think if I just had the money. Well, it takes more than money. It's men, where it's back to what the Red Dragon says. It has to have mission and purpose behind it, which also means it has to be done in a professional way so that it's not wasted. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
I've spent about 30 years of my life around various forms of nonprofit fundraising. And here's what I've always found, that people who have money, the vast majority of them are willing to give a lot of their money away. But the one thing they want to know is that their money won't be wasted. See, they just want to know that it will be used properly, used wisely, and it won't be wasted when they have the ability to give it away. And I found that over and over again. Now, obviously, most of my experience was in, you know, campaign fundraising for political campaigns. That was my background. In my own personal campaigns and also for others. But when we would approach donors, they just wanted to make sure that their money was going to be used wisely, used well, and it wouldn't be thrown away. It wouldn't be wasted. And the family's no different with this. They want to make sure that you're going to use this money in a wise and prudent manner, and it's not going to get wasted, and that you're not going to run into the scenario that 90% of all new small businesses fail.
That's why during the elevator pitch session, we want to look out for your ability to present the sustainability side of things, that it is a vi the viability side of the project, of the idea, whether it's viable. It is a very important element in the presentation.
Well, I think
As I
one.
said, you can't just stretch out your hand and ask for money all the time. You have to make it happen. Even a non-profit humanitarian charitable organization, right? If
Right.
you want to give away money to the homeless, to the poor, feed the poor and all that, you still have to look for a revenue what you call that, an income revenue stream where you can show that your initiative is ongoing, it's sustainable. That you can always come up with activities. As I teach in my business plan workshop, I tell people that about the examples of the initiatives I've done before in the past, the non-profit making charitable organizations and humanitarian initiatives I've done before in the past. Me and my team, we used to think of ideas to make some money so that we can then sustain our initiatives. Like, for instance, there is this Graduate Alumni Association that I was a vice president in, and we were always coming up with ideas like a poetry evening so we can charge people money to get tickets to come into the room to actually enjoy poetry reading by some celebrities. And we would then we raise this money, and then we would come up with strange, weird ideas, but workable. And we managed to actually amass enough money to buy our own building for the Graduate Association. And we have the annual patronage dinner where we get the captains of the industry to come in and donate a huge big what do you call it? A big check presentation with a big amount of money for the association that goes to charity. And then we will install them as our fellows, our patrons. So see, that's another idea of getting money for your charitable organization. Or you could actually organize treasure hunts, golf tournaments, which were a great hit with us, with the people around. And there was such a big response to this kind of activities. And the golf tournaments, we would invite CEOs, corporate executives, and all that. And they have the money, and they'll pay. They pay a lot of money to participate in the golf tournaments because we have good contacts for them there. You know, we have sometimes the king comes in as well, to play golf with them, and the royalty and the entrepreneurs, the CEOs, they all come play golf together so that they can get their contacts going for their businesses. So that way we are able to raise a lot of money. And with this money that we raise, I was telling my class that I it was so much joy in our hearts. I was the chairperson of the charity's home visits program, and my team is just about, six of us. And then we will take the cash on hand, and I would just distribute about $1,000 each in cash, and then we would go to the old folks' homes, and we would just distribute the money during the festival season. Yeah, like we will give like $100 to this old lady and the inmates of the old folks' home, and they are so happy. And then some of us who are gifted with the guitar, with the musical instrument, we will play these songs and sing to them. And some of us will massage them if they have a backache, and apart from giving them money, and we will take this money to the severely handicapped homes as well, and bring them on buses, with charter buses, and take them for outings and things like that. So you see, these are ideas that you can have, that you can raise your own money throughout the whole year, that you don't have to. You see, when you're asking for funding, you're asking for a good kickstart
Yes.
that the family would be able to help you with. So once you have a good kickstart, you've got a platform to drive this vehicle of generating funds.
What's interesting is as I'm listening to you here, and you're describing something, and you're describing something that is very, very similar to any scenario here in the United States. But folks, we're forgetting Crystal doesn't live in the United States. She lives in Europe. And so some of you have wondered, this is, well, how can I do this? And I thought, there's no borders, restrictions of where you live for you to be able to do this, because everything that she is doing can be done online through via your computer. You can be anywhere in the world and participate with this. And funding is not based on what country that you are living in. Now, yes, my workshops, you do have to physically come to those, and those are predominantly here in the United States. But that's a different story, different scenario. And this is a different situation that is here with the funding of the projects. That is something that you're able to do entirely online through video teleconferences and submitting your business plans and your proposals, and you don't have to be physically located in any one specific country. It's open to any country, anywhere.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
pretty much very successful with people registering for these activities that we have set up in True Vision of Peace, and we urge you to consider joining us. Even if you're not having any projects up your sleeves, you can always join us as volunteers. And if you go to our website, you will be able to see on the menu bar volunteering, and just click on that link, and it takes you to a page where it shows you three different sections that you could actually volunteer in if you're interested in doing the Save the Earth, Save the Air, and the 5-5 themes, the 5-5-5 themes of the True Vision of Peace. Just click and then fill in the form appropriately.
You know, it's funny because here we are, you know, we're talking to each other now, and you're in Europe, I'm in the United States, and
Yes.
just before I had talked with you, I was talking with the ambassador, and there was three or four of us from different parts of the world, and
Yes.
it's usually the only really obstacle is the differences in the times, because I know it's
Exactly.
after midnight for you. It's very late for you.
Absolutely.
And people don't know that, and when the ambassador comes on to my radio program live, it's usually like 3 a.m. for him, and so but that seems to be the biggest obstacle is our time zone differences. Other than that, it's amazing how what we can get done. It's the gift of technology for us today to
It
make our
is.
world smaller
Yeah.
and to bring ourselves together and find the commonality that we have regardless of where we live.
And on that note, Dave, I must say this. So it was beginning of February that I suggested to the ambassador, why don't we do something and we create this destination for the train to arrive
Yes.
at? And he said, okay, good, let's call a team, you know? And then
Yeah.
we started. And oh, you know, it's just within about less than 2 weeks, we got True Vision of Peace up the
Yes.
website. Yeah, I'm very lucky because I do have a very good webmastering team. Right. And they are in different parts of the world, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And here we are, and a True Vision of Peace was started like almost overnight.
Well, you know, I've always, it's interesting what I do. I mean, my newsletter list has over 10,000 names on it, but I have never ever tried to make it grow. I've always clearly heard that growth needed to be organic. Let the people find you through spreading of word of mouth. And I realized because that would bring in the right people, the quality of people at the right time to get all of this stuff kickstarted and get it off the ground. And when the
Exactly.
time is right, then the expansion will take place. But we still have to work through logistics of the fact that we're human. We have our limitations about how we carry this stuff out, how we do it. We still are learning it on a step-by-step basis, even though all the money is available. And you would think that, well, with all that money, you could just go hire a complete professional organization. And I'm
Yes.
realizing that's not it,
No.
because this is operating in a different paradigm. We're letting go of the old, what I call the 3D world paradigms, and we're stepping into a new paradigm of what I call a higher consciousness paradigm. And
Exactly.
that requires elements of trust and faith. And it's like there's something that goes on within inside of us through this whole process. Because could the family just use their money and go hire professionally all the stuff to be done? Yeah. And they've had the ability to do that for centuries, and we've tried it for centuries, and where are we? You see, it's not about money, it's not about expertise, it's not about how professional people can be. It always comes back to the condition of the heart, the condition of the
Exactly.
consciousness.
Thanks for
And
touching on that,
you
Dave,
see,
because I
that,
want everyone to know that we are all volunteers here in True Vision
yes,
of Peace, and we
right.
don't have paid staff.
Right.
So bear with us, okay?
See, what
It's
this is
baby
doing,
steps that they
see,
want us to take, yeah, to
right.
grow this.
See, to me, this is establishing a whole new paradigm about how we go about accomplishing what we would call real problems. And that the real true fixing of real problems is something that is internal. It's what I've shared on a recent program where A Course in Miracles teaches us, don't seek to go change the world, but seek to change how you view the world. When you choose to view it differently, it creates what is called the internal energy to create what it is that you want to see happen. It's always a result of what takes internally first. And that is a part of what is called reprogramming ourselves to think differently.
Exactly.
And so we're stepping into what I call is really creating a new paradigm and establishing a new foundation of how you go about fixing real problems. And it won't happen overnight because we could follow the other old paradigms and plans that haven't worked because look at our world today. And but we believe that we're being led to do this in a new, different way. And
exactly.
it's an issue of what I call a consciousness issue, a heart issue is what is there. So
well, that is so true, Dave. Yeah.
What else would you have to share with us? What else?
I think that's about it. It's way past my bedtime.
I know it is way past your bedtime. You know, it's interesting. We were wondering, well, how long were we going to go on here tonight with this conversation? And we would just kind of let it flow. And fortunately, the radio program's a two-hour program. And here we are. We're almost 45 minutes into this recording. So.
Oh, no. Oh, I must say that on the final note here that some people out there does not really know and understand what True Vision of Peace is about. Shall I just say a little bit about True Vision of Peace?
Oh, absolutely.
True Vision of Peace is the think tank foundation of humanitarian initiatives to empower and educate the people, uniting humanity and instilling awareness by eliminating ignorance and taking action to create a better world.
Good.
And you'll find this mission statements and all that in our website.
Yeah.
TrueVisionOfPeace.com.
You know, let me mention on that. I know some of you have been emailing me say that when you go to the TrueVisionOfPeace.com website that you're not able to get into it. Folks, I don't know what that is. I'm not having any problem. Hundreds of others are not having any problem. If you're having that problem, it's usually because there's something in the cache within the browser of your computer. And there's usually two things to do. Number one, try using a different browser. Number two, reboot your computer. Or number three, clear out your cache. And then come at it. And that's usually where some of where those problems, if you can't get into certain websites, what the issue is.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, yeah. And another note that I would like to say finally is, we are joyously entering a new age, an era in our planet. There will be funding available for humanitarian projects that helps heal our Earth and support humanity. Both small and big projects will be considered equally. So if you have a project that helps to raise humanity in any way on our planet, now is your opportunity to pitch to the ambassador, who is the voice of the dragon.
That's right. It's not about the money. It's about, do you know how to do the work? Are you able to make a professional presentation? Do you have a good business plan? Is it sustainable? Those are the things that they're looking for. It's not about the
is
money.
Is it viable as
is
well?
Is it viable? Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Those are the things they're looking for. Well, Crystal, anything else then?
I think that's about it. Oh, I must say that these projects can be both non-profits or for-profits. Okay, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Both will be considered. And if you got brilliant ideas but you don't know how to develop it, come and join us in True Vision of Peace and, take part in the business plan workshops and the other workshops that some of the members are coming up with will be very useful for you to hone your skills and give you the confidence and give you the leadership or whatever that you need to put your ideas together and bring your vision to fruition.
You know, along that line also, there's a couple things is that you may not have the expertise in how to do all that, but you've got absolutely wonderful ideas with a passion behind it. And what we would encourage you to do is that don't quit, don't give up, because at the right time, we will be able to develop a database where we can bring people together. Because there may be someone who has the expertise and yet they need to be coupled up to be a team in what is called the commonality of what they want to do. Because one of the other things that we look at is that we can't be what is called reinventing the wheel, where we've got 10 people all wanting to do the same thing. because of the fact that there wouldn't be room, because then they'd end up duplicating each other, not all of them would get done. And it may be that those 10 need to come together as a team to work on one common goal. And there are lots and lots of those that will be coming up, and that will be developing over a period of time. So
Exactly.
it's important that what we could encourage you is that just because it may not be happening for you right now, it does not mean that it won't happen for you down the road.
Yes, the
Don't
time will
lose
come. Yeah.
faith.
Exactly.
Keep the vision going, keep the perspective on it, and that is basically almost all the stuff that we have
Spot
here.
on, Dave. You said it. Yeah.
You
And
know,
I would encourage people to join us in True Vision of Peace. Volunteer. Go to the volunteering page, and you will see there are so many areas that you could get involved with, because the ambassador is encouraging people to come and join us, to have a relationship with him. And well, in a way, with him means having a relationship with the family, the dragon family. And then you see, when you want to get married to a person, you have to go out dating first, right? You have to get to know each other first. You have to have a relationship first before you marry. So it's the same thing. Okay, when you have a relationship with the family, I mean, or through the ambassador and through the team of True Vision of Peace, then we will be able to, realize that, wow, my God, you're such a gem. You are such a diamond that needs a little bit of polishing, perhaps, and then you're on your way to get funding for your projects. Your vision, your ideas will then be transformed into a viable business or non-profit or profit-making entity. You'll be able to develop it along the way. And thanks to Dave, I mean, he has given you such a thinking process of how you can nurture that into a project to be funded.
Patience is the word of this organization that's extremely important to understand. You know, those of us out of the Western culture, we have a tendency to operate in what I call the microwave mentality. We want it and we want it now. And we're dealing with a family that is predominantly Asian in their culture, and their culture is different and they're very patient. You know, the
Yes.
family's been around for thousands of years. They've been waiting for this stuff to unfold for thousands of years. They're in no hurry. And there's an old saying, a quote that I heard sometimes, when we start asking God for things and we start praying and we want certain stuff, and it seems like God isn't always late. And what I found out is it may seem like he's always late, but he's also always right on time.
Exactly.
It may seem like God's late, but God's always right on time. And it's about our patience, because it's not about the accomplishment of the task as much as what is called the internal transformation that is also going on within our own lives. And that's what life is about through this whole process. So, yeah.
Sometimes it can be really difficult, this journey that we are taking to change this world into a better world. But mind you, as you go, every step of the way, every corner that you turn, you realize how beautiful it is. When you come across people who have the same one mind consciousness with you, with the same heart-based passion of wanting to help humanity be free and to co-create a new paradise, I think it's so beautiful beyond words. I can't even describe. I know it's been really hard taking something from nothing and bringing it into, well, True Vision of Peace started from nothing, and that was like it was zero from mid-February, and now we have built up and created something that allows you to come in with us and get some funding for your project, so that you can then achieve your mission, your divine mission that you have come here to do.
You know, it's interesting. I started this whole process just a little over a year and a half ago with these radio programs. Started with absolutely nothing. And things just, doors would continue to open up, and they would just, you know, have a flow. And then it was just a little over a year ago that Charlotte and I met, and she reminded me, you know, yesterday, that when I first met you, you were asking for $5 donations. And she says, you were asking for $5 donations when I first met you. And two, it's a journey of faith and how things continue
Yes.
to unfold. And here we are today, and we're our third trip to China, and it's not cheap. going there. And I was talking with this the ambassador last week. It says, I've come to that point where I know in my life I've let go of any of the attachment around money. It shows up. It just continues to find me when I need it. And that is a faith issue. That's a faith statement. And that is what I think this whole, whether it's the Sedona Connection and whether it's the True Vision of Peace and all of us, everything about what we're doing here, underneath all of this, it's a journey of faith of our own personal development, of how we allow that to unfold in our lives. And that is where Jesus said, that nothing is impossible. Everything's impossible for anybody who believes. And it's in that believing that creates the ability that brings things forth that you want to see happen. And faith is keeping your focus on what you see as the probable and being willing to look past all the obstacles that would seem to come your way.
Faith and most of all, love in your heart, because you love what you're doing, and you love the vision that you are manifesting into achieving that mission. And then along the journey, you will come across people who share the same, the one mind consciousness, the love from their hearts. It's the same passion as you have. And it's such a beautiful journey when you do have, like-mindedness people like that.
Can I have a little teasing moment here, Charla just walked into the room. She's handing me a little half a glass of wine, and you heard this little clicking, and you might have heard her there in the background. She didn't know that we were doing a recording. So, but I am going to just very quickly, momentarily, let her say hi to everybody, because she's
Oh,
obviously
that's so
very much
nice to
a
hear
part
your
of this whole
voice.
process.
Go
But
nice.
I'm going to give her my headset, okay? Because that's what we have to make the transition here. So hold on just a second.
Oh my.
Hi,
Hi,
Charla.
Crystal. I had no idea he was still recording. I knew he did earlier, but I said, let that poor girl go to bed. She's in
I have to go to bed
the
soon, but it's so lovely talking to Dave and you.
Well, it's so lovely talking to you. You are absolutely a bright spot, a beautiful spot. Spirit, a light in our world, and I care so much for you. And
Oh, and so are you. I mean, you're amazing how you are so compassionate on people who can get into the pitch room, and you tried so hard to get them in and they're left out. Oh, you're such an amazing angel, you are. So loving and
well,
compassionate.
it takes one to know one. How's that? Thank you. Well, and I just, I didn't realize y'all were still recording, and I apologize for busting in because I was like, I thought, y'all were just
Please
chatting
don't. It's
now. So,
always so
okay.
good to have your voice, your sweet voice in the recording.
Oh.
I'm sure listeners love to listen to your voice.
Oh, well, I know you're, it's the middle of the night over there for you. So anyway, God bless. We will talk soon.
We
And,
will talk soon.
just thank you so much for your contribution to this whole piece. Living in peace and the choice that we choose to step into places that we have no idea about. I heard him talking about faith and absolutely bold faith, and just, we get to choose and we get to say yes when we feel compelled for that as well. So
I must say thank you to you and Dave for giving me the opportunity to be part of this in the first place. If you hadn't had your workshop in Cleveland, I wouldn't know which other way I would have found the voice and connected with the voice of
it's
the
true. You showed up and you were scared to death or whatever, and we just connected. And when you have a spirit that is just stepping into something, it's miraculous that to me that the ambassador picks up on those people, certain people in these workshops. When he's there and he sees somebody, he did that with you and he did that with my Lucy, and he did, he's just done that. He picks out people that he senses something.
He's got a special
He does
gift.
have a
He is
gift,
a
and
very spiritual person, and this
yeah.
special gift of his is, oh, it's amazing.
But he chose you, and you said yes, and so, and now it's led us, just in just a very short time, a very couple of few months, to really ch changing the dynamic of our world, and you're integral. and you're working and you worked really hard, and I just want to acknowledge that. I think you're beautiful and I love you, and I just know that we're connected with our soul somewhere, and thank you for that. And
thank you. It's kind of like a recognition of familiarity that we have known each other before.
Maybe so. Hello, yes. I know that. Isn't it fun? And we, you know, and I know that we're going to know each other in the future, and this, you know, this place, this physical world, that we're going to absolutely have a great time and play and laugh and love and hug, because I'm a hugger.
It will unveil itself soon.
Yes, it will.
When the veil thins.
It's going
the
to.
The thinning of the veil.
The so thinning of the veil, absolutely. So yes. You're beautiful, and I'm going to give you back to Dave so he can finish out his recording, and I didn't, you know, I'm sorry if I interrupted, but God bless and take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Crystal.
We will. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, bye-bye. Here's Dave.
Bye.
Well, that was a very pleasant interruption, though, if you ask me. So
I know.
Yes, and
Charla,
so,
as usual, has well, angelic ways.
Well, she does. I think so too. So bless her heart. So I mean,
bless her heart.
I tell her she's got this radiance about her, and the people always pick up on that at the workshops and all that other kind of stuff. So, but yeah. So well, you know, the last time I said we were about 45 minutes. Now we're approaching the 1 hour mark. That's amazing, isn't
Oops.
It? But it's been a wonderful conversation. And
Jeez,
it's
isn't it, Dave?
Very, very wonderful time. And as always, it's wonderful to have you here. And well, folks, we want to thank you again for joining us this week on this edition of the Sedona Connection. I'm sure you enjoyed that interview that we had there with Crystal, who is the administrator of the True Vision of Peace. It's nice to be back on Blog Talk Radio. My apologies that we end up having to edit part of the program, but it was the interview that was the stuff that was the most important. Want you to know that it's nice to be back here, and we will see you again next week on the Sedona Connection. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye.